Thank you so much for joining us, Kate.
Thanks for having me, Ruby.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, there's been research in this matter, into this matter for the past 3 years, and there's been a revision of alcohol guidelines after a decade. Would you be able to, I guess, lay out the key findings of the research that paved the way for this change?
Yes, for sure. So as you point out, the biggest change for most adults is that it's come down from 2 standard drinks a day, which implies 14 standard drinks a week. And we're now saying cap it at 10 standard drinks a week to keep down your risk of long-term harms like high blood pressure or cancer. And probably the biggest single bit of research that has changed it is around the world, we're seeing more and more papers saying that the risk of cancer starts to increase from quite low levels of alcohol consumption. So even from 2 or 3 standard drinks a day on average, your risk of cancer starts to go up. And it's common cancers like bowel cancer and breast cancer, so certainly something worth looking at.
Absolutely. And so when the guidelines say not more than 10 drinks a week, what exactly kind of comes under one drink, you know, since alcohol percentages vary in drinks, can be jug of beer or vodka shots. So what exactly constitutes a drink that falls under the healthy level?
You're exactly right, Ruby. A lot of Australians don't know what a standard drink is, and why should they know? But it is worth thinking about that most of the drinks we drink are a bit more than a standard drink. So if you go to a restaurant and get a glass of wine, or it'll typically be close to 2 standard drinks. So a standard drink of wine's only 100 mils. And if you measure any glasses you got at home, you'll see it's not much. Standard drink of beer, if you're in New South Wales, is a midi. If you're in Victoria, it's a pot. But it's less than a can. So it's not a lot. A nip of spirits, yeah, certainly pubs will normally serve you a standard nip. But if you're pouring at home, people often be a bit more generous. So it's no more than 10 of those standard drinks a week, and you can't just save them up and have them all on a Saturday night. We also advise that you have no more than 4 on any one occasion, and that's to cut down the risk of things like injuries and things going wrong on those nights when you drink.
Of course, of course. And I guess with the revision cutting down from 14 to 10, you know, just straight at face value, the change seems fairly small. But how much does this small cut impact one's health positively?
Yeah, I can't give you exact numbers on that because we haven't got the modelling. But we know in Australia that several thousand cases of breast cancer per year can be related to alcohol and cases of bowel cancer. So I think that it should result in lower risk of cancer. I can't give you an exact number, but I also know from my clinical work that when people are drinking well over those limits and they cut back, that people tend to feel healthier, sleep better, as well as having lower risk of those long-term harms. So I think there's plenty of benefit for the Australian people if they choose to follow those guidelines, and they are guidelines, people have choice.
Of course. Now, the guideline recommends 0 alcohol consumption for women who are pregnant and or are trying to conceive. So what are the reasons that research has pointed towards that have led to this conclusion?
A really important point, this one. We know that if people are very heavy daily drinkers, you can get disastrous effects on the developing brain in the baby, and you get a small brain, and something like a third of the kids in juvenile detention in West Australia in one centre have fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. So it can have lifelong devastating effects on their brain. And obviously there's much more subtle brain changes you can get with lesser amounts of alcohol. And some kids get diagnosed as ADD, you know, attention deficit disorder, whereas reality they have fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. So the difficulty learning, difficulty picking up what's right and wrong, difficulty learning from what goes wrong. So one of the reasons we've said nothing, we've just said it more clearly, it was already in the guidelines, but we've stated it more plainly, is that your brain starts developing within 2 weeks of conception, that the central nervous system starts developing. And women typically don't even know they're pregnant at 2 weeks after conception. So if women are planning a pregnancy, or indeed if there's a high chance they could get pregnant, they'd be really wise to not drink, or if they want to drink, to, you know, consider taking measures to avoid pregnancy.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's last but certainly not least, pardon me, it's recommended that the more kids are kept away from alcohol, the better it is for their brain development. Now, how exactly is it better?
Yeah, this one, I know the under 18s won't be necessarily happy with our advice, but we've advised that under 18 should drink no alcohol. There's a lot of debate on, you know, should you start alcohol early to get kids used to it, but there's no evidence in an Australian context that that helps present harms, and it may in fact increase harms. We know the brain keeps developing up till the age of 25, and there's some evidence that even, you know, Saturday night type heavy drinking can have effects on brain structure and brain function. So that's why we're suggesting that under 18s have nothing to drink.
Yeah, well, makes enough sense to me. And I guess the average person. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Kate. It's been really, really great going over this with you.
Thanks, Ruby.